7:18 after 8. So Collingwood, Richmond, Hawthorn and Brisbane have their own ball sponsor, United Petroleum. And the AFL's going to take it away and replace it with their own ball sponsor, which is McDonald's. Eddie Maguire joins us. Eddie, good morning, dear.
Hello, Ross and Russ. Great to be with you, boys.
Lovely to have a chat. Give us the history of ball sponsorship.
Right, well, it goes back to a time when you might remember Challenge Bank. So the ball was outlasted Challenge Bank. And then, in fact, McDonald's was on the ball. And what happened was the AFL were getting big money because it was on every ball at that stage. And I think it was over $1 million, which was pretty big money back in those days. However, that sponsorship fell over. And then the AFL dumped it on the clubs and said, right, you go find your own sponsors, but we're going to charge you $100,000 each to have the privilege of you selling that advertising. So there was a $100,000 fine for the clubs to go and find a sponsor. The clubs then went and got sponsors and built up this position. So it's not just the ball. For example, Eddie Hirsch at United Energy does a fantastic job. So you can go in if you're a member. So it's part of your membership package. You get a 10% discount on your petrol and all these other things. But his advertising space is on the ball. So it's a lot deeper than just stamping the ball and kicking it around and getting a check. So that all goes in. And now the AFL have come in and said, right, OK, we've got McDonald's back again. By the way, McDonald's used to be on the ball. They were the ones who pulled out in the end. So they were the second ball sponsor, used to be on it. So now the AFL have come and said to the clubs, well, bad luck. We're going to collectively pull it all in. We've got a huge sponsorship deal. But the knock-on effect of that, again, is, one, you might lose United, but two, Collingwood, for example, will probably have to lose Subway if they're not one of their top four protected sponsors, because the AFL have a list of protected sponsors that are sacrosanct, and you can't... So they own the category right throughout the AFL. So for years, Toyota, for example, McDonald's, I'm sure, will come in this situation, and others like that. And as you mentioned a little bit earlier, it's hard enough for the clubs because you go to the MCG. The MCG sells its own signage. The AFL has protective signage. And you have all these things. By the time you run out on the ground, it's really tough. I remember sitting at a grand final with the head of the Emirates, Boutros Boutros, and he's going, where's our plane? As Virgin flew over and all the things. And so it's coming. So oh, it went that way. Just, it must have gone over the back of the stand.
Right. Eddie, thank you for the history lesson. But one last question.
Yes.
Will you get your 100 grand back?
Well, I tell you what, it's probably 1.5 now because it's been up for about 15 years. So I'd like to see if we got that. But
So it's 100 grand a year.
Yeah. 100 grand a year.
For the rights to sell the rights.
Words, look, Russ said before they send out the check, the AFL, only to some clubs. Yeah. They usually take a bit off other clubs, and that's going to be a major bone of contention. This has been building for about 6 months, this fracas, and it'll be interesting to see if anyone's there to take it up these days.
Nice to chat, Eddie. Eddie Maguire.